Nolte, despite January 6th kangaroo court. Donald Trump beats Joe Biden in 7 of 10 rematch polls. By John Nolte on July 22, 2022. Despite the media and Democrats teaming up with their dangerous and fascist January 6th kangaroo court, Donald Trump still beats Joe Biden in 7 of the 10 latest polls looking at a potential rematch. In 2020, in the national popular vote, Biden beat Trump, allegedly, by 4.5 points or 51.4% to 46.9%. At that time, the Real Clear Politics, RCP, average of national polls had Biden beating Trump by 7.2 points or 51.2% to 44%. Put another way, Real Clear's 2020 national vote average was off by just 2.7 points. Of note is the fact that the Real Clear average almost perfectly guessed Biden's final alleged vote total, a 51.4% final total to the 51.2% polling average. But Trump's final vote total was underestimated by almost 3 points, 46.9% of the final vote total to the 44% poll average. What I'm trying to show here is how accurate the RCP average is and how the Trump vote share ended up being the lion's share of where the pollsters were off. So, with that in mind, here's what a 2024 Trump/Biden rematch looks like for the RCP average. 44.5% for Trump v. 42.5% for Biden. Trump is up by 2 points. What's more, he beats Biden in 7 of the last 10 most recent polls. Of the 8 most recent 2024 rematch polls, Trump defeats Slow Joe in all but one of them. If you scroll through RCP's entire polling history of the 2024 rematch question, nothing's changed since August of last year. Trump beats Biden in almost all of these polls. In other words, the overturning of the moral and legal abomination that is Roe v. Wade has not moved the ball. Also not moving the ball is the fascist January 6th kangaroo court. Do you have any idea how big of a failure that is? The Democrats, deep state, and corporate media are literally spending billions of dollars to destroy Trump's re-election chances through this absurd January 6th committee, and the needle is not moving. The Democrats, corporate media, and left-wing activists are in full freak-out mode over the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and the needle has not moved. This is like watching a miracle to someone like myself who's observed the corporate media for 30 years. Never before has the media put this much effort, money, and focus on a target just to watch it fall flat. In 2020, out of more than 70 polls, Trump only led in one, and that was by a single point. Now he's leading in most of them. The media have lost the one thing they cherished above all: their ability to manipulate public opinion. What a glorious thing this is to witness. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.